वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै सदालय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सद्भक्ताय भक्त्याभिहीनाय पराधलक्ष्यै क्षेत्राक्ष कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणा तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञराधे त्वं नयमां चरणान्तिके श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौर भक्त हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Today we have given some new names to new devotees. We want to declare the new names. First, Devi Ki Jai. We always tell you Hari Mohini Devi. No? Your name has been Hari Mohini. Hari means Krishna. Mohini means who can attract Krishna also. With her all the good qualifications and devotional activities, you can attract Krishna, then this name will be so much sarthak.
Successful.
So try to develop.
Terence John.
Very good.
Tarun Kanti.
Tarun Kanti. Krishna is Tarun Kanti. So, Tarun Kanti Prabhu Ki
Jai.
Yeah. Yes, now you will be
Ram Kanti.
Rasakalika Devi Ki
Jai.
Rasakalika means Kali means bird, but full of ras. What ras? Krishna ras, Prema ras, Shyama ras. Always to serve Srimati Radhika. So, Rasya, Rasakalika Devi Ki
Jai.
Shivani.
Oh.
Shyamali.
Now, you will be called as Shyamali. Shyamali Dasi Ki
Jai.
Shyamali means Shyam Mane Krishna. And Shyamali Mane Srimati Radhika. So a special dasi of Radhika is Shyamali. No?
Sita.
Sita. Who is Sita? Your name is so good. In two ways. Also very beloved of Sri Ramchandra and also beloved of Sri Advaitacharya. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Leela, Sita Devi, beloved of Advaita Charya. And in Ram Lila, Sita, Noha, manifestation of Srimati Radhika. So you will be called Sita Devi, Sita Dasi. Sita Dasi ki?
Come in.
Karunamai Dasi. All Devi or Dasi, anything. all Karuna of Srimati Radhika together in Karunamayi. So you are now told as Karunamayi Devi. Karunamayi Devi ki Jaduvar Das Prabhu. Jaduvar Das Prabhu ki. They will call you Jaduvar. Who is Jaduvar? It seems that most prominent in Jadu dynasty. But who is? Krishna himself. How? Because Nanda Maharaj was also in Jadu dynasty. The father of Nanda Baba has two father of father. Grandfather Parjanya has two wives, one from Jadu and one from Gopis. Parjanya ke pitai. And from there Nanda Baba came in Jadu Vansha like Nanda Baba. And another hand in Jadu dynasty, Sursen, and after his son Vasudev. And again that line came in Krishna. Like from Sur dynasty by Vasudev, and also from Nanda. Both were Krishna. So Jadvar is Krishna.
Karan Harle.
Where she is? Oh, Hari Bol here.
Kalindi
Devi. Kalindi Devi ki? Very good name. But
Peter Moore.
Pitambar Das. Very good name. Pitambar Das. Pitambar Das Prabhu ki? Also call him Pitambar. I will call him Pitambar. Oh, Janavi Devi. Janavi Dasi. Janavi Dasi ki?
Samodar.
Oh, I call him son. Very good.
Damodar
Das. Ki Damodar Brahmachari ki? You should not speak if anyone is not telling you Damodar. Only answer if anyone telling you Damodar Prabhu. We will talk about Damodar Prabhu.
He wants to be a Babaji.
Yes. No, he will be a Brahmachari. Always serving Vaishnavas and Guru.
Next person.
Murali Mohan. Very good. Yeah. Always playing. Murali Mohan Prabhu ki.
I joined with him 84.
Yes. Now he's coming to you. Yes. All? Yes. Today is Ekadashi Vrata. I think that most of you have observed Ekadashi. To observe Ekadashi fully, like the king Ambarish Maharaj, is very rare. We should try. But we are Kali Yugi. He was in Satya Yuga, so he was so strong. He could have fasted till 1 year, he may, without sleep, standing on one leg, without water, without air he can, but he cannot. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and mercifully he told that you can take something if you are so much hungry. You can take some fruits, some juice, milk, sugar candy like this. But don't take again in minute and minutes. Not that we took 1 kilo of juice, and after half an hour we took mango juice 1 kilo. After that same half an hour we took so many boiled potato, so many with so many things. After half an hour again so much water and so much pakodi. Oh, after that chena, you know. Chin. About half a kilo with so much sugar. You know rabdi?
Yeah.
In India. Then half kilo rabdi. Oh, it is not a currency. Yes, not all these things. To keep our life, we should take something so that sleepness, idleness and anything should not come. And we should try to not to sleep in night also, not in day and night, and also in night, chanting, remembering, associating, like
Ambarish
Maharaj. He was a householder person. He was the emperor of whole world. So much entangled in worldly things, from outwardly we see. And we see in the other hand a Brahmin who was very realized yogi, like Durvasa. If he tells anyone that you should die, he will at once die. If a dead person is there, he will tell, oh, come on. He will rise. He can do anything. And also Brahman, Brahmarshi, Brahmavadi, Advaitvadi he was at first. He was thinking that I have come in a Brahmin kul and I am in the dynasty of Shankar. Manifestation of Shankar. Son of Atri and Anushyadmi, very learned and very good quality of Bhakta. Uttam Mahabhagavat. Also the teacher of Sita Devi, himself Lakshmi. And he was son. Think that I am greatest man in this world. I can do anything in a moment. But he did not use to observe Ekadasi. So when Ambarish Maharaj was there in Mathura observing Mahadwadashi like this today, taking nothing, no water, no tea, nothing, observed himself in chanting, remembering, serving deities, praying, doing all these things, whole day, whole night. Next day, he has worshipped Krishna and he was ready to take sab prasadam as a paran next day. Same moment that Rishi, Durvasa Rishi came, he was like God. But not observing Ekadasi. He was realized Brahmavadi. He can do anything. Ambarish Maharaj prayed him that you should take today Mahadvadashi Paran here and then I will take anything. Told him, yes, I am going to take bath in Jamuna very nearby. I am coming just now. But he delayed so much that the time of Paran was going on. Only 1, 2, 3 minutes was there. Ambarish was thinking what to do. In one hand, a Brahmin Rishi not ordinary. He is Siddha Mahayogi and he has come to my door. I should first
respect him
by giving Mahaprasadam, then I should take. If I am not doing, then I am disobeying Indian
culture.
I should must obey. But by this, it may be that I may get to hell. But in other hand, I have to object my Ekadasi. It is not a worldly thing. It is paramarthic. Paramarthic means transcendental. If I am losing, dishonoring Mahadvadasi, not taking in proper time something, Mahaprasadam, not serving, then I will lose my bhakti, devotion. I will lose. So, what to do? Honor to this Brahmin or honor to bhakti? He decided at loss. I should honor bhakti. I cannot lose bhakti. I cannot do anything against bhakti. Whether I am losing anything, worldly thing, I am going to hell, no harm. But I should not disrespect it. So I must take something within time and observe Ekadasi fully. So he took some water. What water?
Charanamritam
of Krishna. He has worshipped with Tulsi. There was some water. Charanamritam of Krishna. He took only one drop of our water. If anyone has observed Ekadasi without any fruit, without juice, without water, next day he can take paranam by that charanamrita. But anyone has taken fruit, juice and all milk or anything, or water even, he will have to take some grain, prasadam. Otherwise his Ekadasi is not full. So he thought that I have not taken anything, fasting, not taking water also, 24 hours. So I can take charanamrita and Ekadasi will be full. And in the meantime, the Brahmin will come and also I will respect. So both will be observed. So he took, when a drop of charanamritam, at once, suddenly that Rishi Durvasa came and told, I have none, you. I know you. You are only show bottle for devotee. Show car. I am a Brahmin. I am a Siddha Brahman. You know my father and mother. You know my all powers. Even you have dishonored me. Just now I will burn you into ashes. He took one. Jata. Jata, you know? He took and put it on the earth at all. Oh, at once the fire, burning fire. At once it is safe, the shape of burning fire, and she ran to make access to Ambarish Maharaj. At once Chakra Sudarshan appeared there. You should always make a very good note that Krishna has ordered his Sudarshan Chakra, his weapon, that always save and protect Vaishnavas, Bhakta, those who have taken shelter to me. At once Sudarshan came and he burned to ashes to that fire.
Demon.
That demon who was in the shape of burning fire. And he ran and followed Durvasa Rishi. Durvasa Rishi kept his legs on his head and flight from there. Oh, send me. Durvasa, when this fire was coming to Amrish Maharaj, he never appeared. He was like this. Oh Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. No fear at all. He was so much out of his work. Nirbhaya.
Fearless.
If I will go, die, no harm. If I am saved, no harm. It depends on my Krishna. So he left everything on Krishna. And at once Chakshur Darshan came and saved him. And he ran after Durvasa Rishi. But Durvasa Rishi, being a Brahman, so realized yogi and so much powerful, but yet he was fearing from death. And he ran. He did not stop. He went at once to his father like a sheep. She saw that he is coming running. Oh, don't come here. Go from here. I know why you are running. Don't come. You have disobeyed Vaishnavas. I know the influence of Vaishnavas. I am also fearing from them. If I will get shelter you, I will be also cut by Sudarshan Chakra. He will not never give up. So he went to Brahma. Brahma told, oh, don't come to me. Then anyhow he went to Vishnu and prayed that, oh Vishnu, save me from your weapon. I have come to your shelter. He told him, I cannot do anything. I have no freedom. I have given my all freedom to my bhakt. Though I have given their hearts to me, I have also given heart to them. If there is a thorn coming into the finger of feet, it will not come out, take out from the head. What is the meaning? If anything, thorn is going in the feet, lower part of the feet, we cannot take it from head. Yeah. We'll have to take it from feet. Understand this?
Yeah.
So my feet are Vaishnavas. My heart are Vaishnavas. My everything is Vaishnavas. Aham Bhakta Paradhino. Yes. It is my pratigya. Promise. I have promised like so. So I cannot do. If you want to be set, at once go to that Ambarish Maharaj. Don't think that he is family man and he is a king and he is nothing and he is Kshatriya. Go at once. He is my heart. You don't think that he is a very sadharan person.
Ordinary
person. Worldly persons like think like this. Oh, I am so learned. I am so rich. I am so powerful. And this bogus Vaishnava only chanting Hare Krishna, doing nothing. But you should not behave like this. Be Vaishnava actually, sincere. And Krishna will certainly save you, protect you, give Krishna prem. At once he returned to Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj was apologizing very, very
politely.
Trinadapi Sunish. Oh, I'm nothing. I'm not devotee. I have disobeyed you. I've taken something. So be merciful to you. And he was coming and falling on the flat on the lotus feet of Ambarish Maharaj. Oh, Ambarish Maharaj ran after him and took in his hands, arms. He had not taken anything. A drop of water since 1 year. Then he told that be merciful and take Mahaprasadam here. He told that save me from that Sudarshan is following me and I am burning. Then he told that, oh Prabhu, save. If I have done any service to Krishna, then save this Brahmin. At once Sudarshan became very so cool and he returned and disappeared. Then he told that, oh, now I think that who are bhakts? very powerful, more than Krishna himself. Krishna has given his all power to Vaishnava. But they hide all these things. They cheat others that I am nothing, like Trinada Vishnu. But now I am realizing how powerful Vaishnava are, and how they are generous, and how they are polite, and how they think themselves very dini, humble. Then he prayed that he used to take Mahaprasadam. Then he gladly took Mahaprasadam, and after that, with family, his whole Ambarish Maharaj took Prasad. So be like that. Also humble, but so strong in faith and devotional activity to Krishna and for this Ekadashi. We can give our head, life and soul to observe Ekadashi. Ekadashi will protect and seize the mother of Prema Bhakti. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told, Madhavati thi bhakati janani. Madhavati, it is called Madhavati. The mother of bhakti, prema bhakti. So we should try as pure as we can. Don't take so many times. Even water, so many juices, so many things, full stomach. Very little. Once, or if you cannot, why you cannot, if we so old persons, very lean and thin persons, we can without water we can live. Why? Young, strong, you can do. So try to follow. Okay? Okay. Very good. But not taking anything and head is paining, sleepiness coming, idleness coming, but no use. Try to remember Krishna, try to associate Vaishnava, reading books, praying Krishna. He Krishna Karuna Sindho, Dina Bandho Jagatpate, Gopesh Gopika Radha Kanta, like so, always day and night. So we must observe Ekadashi like this. Very power it gives. So much power that Brahma Gyan, Brahma Yog Samadhi cannot give. First thing. One kirtan. Little. What was? I'm explaining from Chaitanya Charitamrita. So important. I recited one sloka of Krishna Karanamritam by Silvamangala Thakur. Chintamani Jayati. Som Girir me Siksha Guruschu Sikhipancha Mauli Yat Pad Kalpa Pallava Pallava Sukharesu Lila Swayambar Rasa Labhate Jayasri. Here began Mangalacharan doing of his book. Very important. First, he is doing pranam to that lady, Chintamani, who has given some way to come towards Krishna. Then to his guru, or the meaning of Chintamani, that a guru is Chintamani. No here explanation of Chintamani that. But guru is himself Chintamani. He gives Krishna. Or third meaning is that Krishna is himself Chintamani, and he is like Somgiri, he is Sikha Guru. also. How beautiful his Shiksha Guru is. Have him pick a feather here. Three folds from here, here, feathers, three folds here, three folds here. Very sweet singing. To whom his lotus feet are like kalpa vriksha. Kalpa means
desire
tree. And in this, in that desire tree, his these part feet are like leaves pallava. And in these fingers are the like very shiny, very beautiful. And the last end of the fingers, this nail. More beautiful than Chandra Kiran. Moon rays. Very beautiful. Very sweet, very fragrant. The rays are coming from the nails. And upon these rays, Srimati, that is Leela Swayambar Rasa Jayasri. Jayasri means Srimati Radhika. Gives her heart, everything, life and soul, and does aarti by this to the rays of nails. Like lakhs and lakhs pran, mana life, she is doing aarti and feeling the same happiness, joy, like Swayambara. What is the meaning of Swayambara?
Marriage ceremony where you pick your husband.
Not like this. Like something. I'm telling a story like of Swayambara of Krishna. No. Once Draupadi met all the queens of Krishna, Saptabhama, Rukmini, Lakshmana and all in Kurukshetra. And they're discussing each other. Draupadi told to the queens, how you got a husband like Krishna? You are so fortunate. One of them, Lakshmana, was telling his own history, how he came in contact of Krishna. She was a very darling daughter of his king father. Very big. And he saw that this darling daughter is so beautiful, marvelous in whole world. So I will give this to Malli, anyone who is qualified, so beautiful, so having all qualities in whole world, he should be powerful, beautiful, having all the qualities. So he made a program. He gave a very big high pillar in the earth. No? Understand? Very long pillar. Tall pillar in the earth. It was so high. On the top he managed that a chakra was moving field there was, and after that there was a fish, artificial, and fishes has two eyes. In eyes they have some
pupils
black. the chakra was moving. No? He told king, promised that if anyone seeing lower down in a pot there is a water, in seeing water,
reflection.
And if seeing here by his
arrow
like this, it will shoot the black people of the face, then he will marry my daughter. All Indians are world champions,
archers.
They came there. They were all invited. Karna was invited, Duryodhana was, Jarasandha, Shishupal, Krishna, Baladev, Arjun, all were invited. All they were prepared and thinking that I will do it, and so beautiful this girl I will marry. Arjun was also coming. Dronacharya also came. Bhisham Pitamaha also came. All came. Bhisham Pitamaha and Drona thinking that if I will
shoot it,
then this girl should be married to Duryodhana. Like this. Karna wanted to marry this girl. Arjun, even Bhim, Nakul, Sahadev all wanted to marry this girl. Oh, that's so beautiful. All were there. They were for practicing or they are shooting. Bhim came. Duryodhana came, Shishupal came. They cannot see whether the fish was in the water. They cannot. So they gave up their dhanush.
Bow.
Karna came. He saw the fish. But he could not aim. He also kept his bow. Then all were what? Hopeless. Then Arjun came very boldly and he was seeing this shadow and he saw that on the chakra in the right eyes he has to shoot. He aimed, but it touched only the lower part of the fish, tail, bulk kind of shot. Then Krishna came and took the bow. And in a second, and you could not see when he took his bow and when he shooted it, and at once the fish shooted in his right eyes pupils and she came down. Then I became so overjoyed. Lakshmana is telling, I became so overjoyed. My sakhis gave me garland in my hand to give it in the neck of Krishna to select bridegroom Barko. To select a bridegroom among lakhs and lakhs person, this is called Swayambara. In India, it was. So lakhs and lakhs, all Rajkumar, son of kings, were there. So beautiful, so all this. But at first he has heard something about Krishna and she has given her heart to Krishna before. So he wanted to marry Krishna, but he was hopeless. Now he saw that Krishna has aimed and she became overjoyed. He could not stand. She was trembling somewhat. And she began to see down. But her eyes were looking crookedly towards Krishna. And Krishna, He always wants that. He was always searching very beautiful girls. So he was also peeping like this. And she was so overjoyed. And she became so happy. He could not raise her hands. The Sakhi helped her to raise her hands and to weave garland. So he was becoming like senseless, overjoyed. So this is the happiness of that time. So Srimati Radhika becomes as joyful to serve like the nails raise and become so happy. But Prabodhanand Saraswati or our group is not satisfied by that. Rupa Goswami's group tells her, no, it is not. Krishna should do like this. And he should be happy. And he should pray for this. So he is telling, what? Bansi karani patitam skalitam sikhandam brashtan chapita basanam brajaraja suno jasya kataksha sarghat vimochitasya tangratika parichirami kadarasena. He is telling opposite. Once Krishna is going to cow's grace and Srimati Radhika is peering him from the corner of any very beautiful groves. Krishna at once saw Srimati Radhika. When he saw towards the eyes of Srimati Radhika, crooked, this like bow, coming something from the eyes of Srimati Radhika, he at once became what? Uncontrolled. Float came from his, dropped on the earth from his hands. He could not control. His peacock feather here, it also fell down the earth. He could not control. And he was becoming senseless, trembling. Madhumangal at the same time knocked him and told, oh friend, why, what you are doing? Your father Nand Baba is here, Yasoda Maiya here, so many persons are here, and you doing like so? Be careful. He did like so. He came insensitive. So I want to serve this Srimati Radhika by the smell of Radhika. Not a smell of his body. But his smell comes in well of Srimati Radhika. And air takes it from bells and goes to Krishna. Krishna becomes uncontrolled. No? So Radhika is so much higher. His love and affection is so much higher. We want this. Though Billa Mangal Thakur is like Krishna's superiority, but we, Rupa Goswami, Prabodhanand Saraswati, Raghunath Das Goswami, we in the line want that Krishna should be defeated in all way by Srimati Radhika. And it becomes like so. So here, he is praying to Krishna that he is Siksha Guru. Krishna is Siksha Guru. What kind of Siksha Guru? Chaitya Guru. And sometimes he becomes himself Siksha Guru. If Siksha Guru is not found, he himself becomes. For Arjuna, he became himself Guru. For Guru, Bar Gopis, he became himself Guru. And he made Gurus to Gopis himself also. So Krishna is so merciful. If you pray, it will not go in vain. This is the first duty of devotees. That have faith in Krishna. Like Billu Mangal. Like Rupa Goswami. Sometimes Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami are talking each other the glories of Radha and Krishna. Srimati Radhika saw that they have not taken anything. it is about 12. He came in the shape of any
young girl.
Kishori. And told, you have not made anything, you are fasting. My mother has given some milk and rice and some sugar. You should make an kheer and you should take. But they have no time to make it. Oh, you have no time, I am making. So anyhow, she managed. She brought some cow dung, dry, and from his hands, from by fire came. And in a moment she did very beautiful, tasteful kheer. He told, oh, Rupa Goswami, give it to your brother, and also you should take, you should offer it to your Ishtadev, and then you can take. Now Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami walked, who was that girl? Rupa Goswami, have you told to pray to your Radhika? No, I have not prayed. But she came and did all these things. She tested how beautiful this Krishna Prasad. They tested something and began weeping loudly. We have lost the moment. You have disappeared. We cannot do pranam. We cannot serve you. We have given you so much
trouble
that you have cooped yourself. Rope, don't do anything in future like this. So how marvelous that devotion is. Try to follow. Hearing this, remembering this pastime, we should try to serve Radha and Krishna conjugal. So he is telling now. He has told five only bhakts are remaining. Guru is the roop of Krishna. Shikya Guru is the swarup of Krishna, same thing. Each other, no down, no high. Sometimes Shikya Guru may be superior, sometimes Dikya Guru may be. But all are like liberated of Uttam Adhikari. So, now he is telling about bhakta. Ishwar swarup bhakta tar adhistha. Dikya Guru and Shikya Guru, same as Krishna, manifestation of Krishna. But all the bhakts, you don't think ordinary. They are abode of Krishna. They are asan, basan and asaya for Krishna. Everything. Krishna can take rest there. Because their heart is always pure. No worldly desire there. No feelings, any kinds of sorrow, suffering. Because no problem at all. They don't want Krishna anything like Rupa Sanatana. So Krishna take rest there. He sleeps thoroughly, very peacefully. Karmi, Jnani, Yogi has so many desires, so they tell, oh Krishna, give me a very beautiful lady. Oh Krishna, I have no son. Oh Krishna, I want liberation. Oh Krishna, I want mukti. So these, all these things. But Krishna, devotees don't want anything for their own. If they want, they want bhakti, to serve more and more Krishna. So, we should know that all these six are Krishna himself, but always also for Vilas they are in six. So, Bhed and Abhed both are there. Oneness and difference, both are there at the same time. Yes, this is called achinta bheda bheda. Then he is telling tattva vidas tattam जज ज्ञानम अद्वयम ब्रह्मेति परमात्मेति भगवानेति शब्दते तत्तदे. यू कैन रीड द मीनिंग. He is telling who is Krishna.
Number.